Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe. Join us for the best in relationships, family, health, well-being, spirituality, intuitive development, the future, and the past. All present in the Love Cafe. The Love Cafe call-in line 347-308-8478. That's 347-308-8478. And now, Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe. It is live on a Thursday evening here from Houston, Texas, soon to be from Phoenix, Arizona, because, yeah, I'm going to be moving. And if you guys, any of you dialed in to be with Carmen Hara and myself last week, my apologies, all on me. My wife Faye and I were running around like crazy trying to find a home. And it's just not easy. We never thought about Thanksgiving, all these real estate agents taking the date off. But we ended up, the Spirit was guiding us. We found a home on the last day, on the last hour of the last day we could be there before we had to come back and get back to work this Monday. So that was pretty outrageous, but we're looking forward to it. Now the real fun begins, right? Packing boxes. In fact, I'm sitting in a room right now where usually I have this whole wall here with these IKEA cubes all filled with beautiful records because, you know, I have all these records and I don't throw anything away. I'm such a hoarder. I mean, the good stuff. And there's no records in there, so it's kind of weird. But I have lots of cardboard boxes behind me right now. I hope they don't fall down and crush me because they all weigh more than I do. But that's what's going on in my world. How's your world? Whether it's a hurricane, a sandstorm, or whatever it might be, we're here tonight live on Love Cafe Radio. My very favorite guest, one of my best friends, somebody who's worked with me now for decades, stood by me, supported me. I've supported her. We love each other's work, and somehow we're brothers and sisters in this together. And she is live, so I invite you to call in this hour to talk with and connect while we still have a few open lines to the one and only Carmen Hara. Carmen, good evening.
Good evening, my wonderful Scott, and good evening to every listener, and thank you to for listening, and welcome to Scott's show. It's such a pleasure to be with you tonight.
And I want to invite you to call and talk with Carmen and myself and to share what's going on with you. As I said in the little promotion I did on Facebook a little while ago, what's your situation, quote unquote? And we do invite and encourage people who talk to Carmen to come back and talk to us later to tell us how accurate was her perception, her intuition, what she saw for you, or how did it happen that something happened or didn't happen in ways that you could have never expected, because that's what I find with Spirit. It doesn't go by our rules. It goes by the rules of Spirit and life, and oftentimes that doesn't fit the paradigm that we're operating out of. It's a greater paradigm than we can see from the fishbowl of our own lies. So the call-in line is 347-308-8478. That's 347-308-8478 here live on Love Cafe. Your host, Scott Cluthie, my special guest, Carmen Hara, and we love to hear from you. We have got a couple callers on the line, but I have some open lines, so don't be afraid to call. Otherwise, you're going to get a big dose of Carmen and me, as you always do anyway. But I know that Carmen has, listen, folks, everybody has things they're dealing with. You call in and look for support and advice, things that are troubling you, things that are challenging you, things that you can't believe good fortune or what you consider bad fortune, whatever it might be, your everyday karma, as the name of her wonderful popular book where I first met her when she was on tour, interviewing her live on Wisdom Radio. So we all have these situations. What's your situation? And Carmen's dealing with her very own situation. So you're not alone. I'm dealing with my situation, believe me. My wife and I had to go to Dallas for a month because of the hurricane that hit Houston. And our clients working with the seniors of Houston weren't there because the water knocked out their homes, knocked out their phone lines, knocked out the service that we bring to them. We got in the car and drove to Dallas for a month. It was crazy, but it worked. We made it happen. It was insane living in a hotel room with our two dogs for a month. Believe me, they didn't know. They were freaked out, but they got through it. We got through it. We're back here. You have more at your access than you ever think you do. I tell you, I always have more at my access than I ever believe I do, and still I start acting. But I think the most important thing, The message I would share is you have to act. Me sitting and thinking about moving didn't fill a single box, but me acting on that now has about 15, 16 boxes filled this week, and it's just going to start piling up, and I'll probably find out I started packing too soon, and that's good. That's what I want, rather than late. And we had to act on that. We had to get out there. We had to act every day. We had to go out and look at 5 or 6 houses every day. This one, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. People didn't call back. People didn't want the deposit, blah, 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 blah. Boom. Last hour, last day. Actually sent the lease deposit to them yesterday from Houston. Never met the guy. Investor from Tucson. Never met him. Didn't even do a credit check on us. That was angels acting for us. And now I get to sit in a swimming pool in a hot tub in my backyard for the first time in my life. I don't mind that at all, Carmen.
Well, I want to tell you something. It's so powerful to change your environment, because a home is an extension of you. And sometimes, you know, you force out of the comfort zone. The universe is forcing you out because there's a reason you need to move. But you might not see the reason right away. But after you move, you see it clearly, and you're actually grateful to the universe for forcing you to a new situation, to a new home, to a new circumstance, to a new environment that will create something different, a new perception, a new situation, a new endeavor, and something that will definitely enrich your life. There's no such thing like a change that is not positive. Every change brings something good. Change in itself means transformation and movement. So moving is good. Getting a new place to live is very powerful. You create a new reality, and a new reality is something we really need. Like we were talking before the show, how many years
yes.
in Houston? You said, well, too many years in Houston. So obviously, you know, after too many years in Houston, you needed to make a change. You needed to decide to move out of the area, but you didn't want to move. So then the universe forced you out. You are forced out of the comfort zone. And it's interesting, like originally you were kind of devastated that this is difficult, this is not something you expected. But at the end, you know, it's all going to be for your own good. So I think me and you, we're going to talk probably in a short period of time, and we'll acknowledge that this happened to be one of the best things that ever happened to you in a very long period of time. So that's me making.
I agree.
Yeah, making.
I don't know what it is going to be, but I do feel already very positive, and I wonder if maybe somehow
right.
I will get back in commercial radio or back on a broadcast station that way, and we'll be broadcasting to Phoenix.
No question. Something major will happen to you. Something when you are in an environment where nothing is happening, then you need to get out. You need to get out of that area. But we get used to a place, to a location, and we
I
think.
Know.
We're creatures of habit. We get used to the same place and we're afraid to move. Reality is that when you move and you're not afraid to move, then we see things happening to us. So I think that the fact that the hurricane happened, you're out of the area, and it's going to bring you a lot of a different reality, and it's going to bring a new opportunities to you, and will actually do a lot of good to you and to your wife.
Thank you. You know, it cleans things out. And you know what occurred to me too, Carmen?
Right.
After over 45 years in the Houston market, doing radio on traffic and news and all these things, the truth is I don't feel that this market and this state of Texas is the right place for my consciousness, that I could ever do what I really wanted to do on the radio, this kind of work. I don't think it's open to that kind of thing. It's all right-wing politics and sports. Sports and then right-wing politics and right-wing politics and sports. And they've taken over all the stations, and, you know, that's it.
Right.
So maybe that opportunity to do broadcast
everything that
progressive
happens
radio out there.
A bigger reason. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. But anyway, enough about me. Carmen's gone through her hurricane, that's for sure, and she has not had some very wonderful experiences. But so I was just why I'm telling people that we all have challenges. You know, just because they hear you talk or me talk, or you know, you're an incredible author and radio host and intuitive, doesn't mean you don't have even your own challenges of your own level. We all have these challenges that come to us, maybe at the level of our karma. I don't know.
Well, life is not only roses, you know. Life is
ups and downs
and different experiences. And I always said it depends how you respond to life, you know, because we all go through different situations. But the wisdom of life is to know to respond in a positive way and to see beyond the circumstance to create the miracle of life and to see a difficult situation like bringing you an awakening, or bring, as like in your case, you know, here there's the hurricane, but as a result of it, you know, I bring the change. As a result of this, I'm not going to live in this area I've been living for 45 years, and here I am moving to a place where everything's going to look a million times better, and I have a new life. So this is the way to embrace. This is the way to transcend. This is the way to accept changing itself as part of the necessity. Things happen because they are necessary. But we resist change because we don't like change. We're afraid of change. We humans are so scared of change, and that's why we know we try to stick with the old and stick with things that don't work anymore, with rules that don't work, with circumstances that are not in our favor, you know. So
with routines that are worn out and tired and just do because that's the way you do.
Exactly. So, and then that's such a statement of wisdom. So look in your life. If you see things are not working, then look deeper and question yourself why. You know, and try to understand that probably they're not good anymore. Probably it's okay to let go. Probably if you let go, you open a door to something else. And try to envision what that something else can be and how good that's going to do to you. So, you know, when you talk to somebody that claims to have an intuition or a vision or a projection of the future, that person actually takes the totality of the moment in the past and in the present and projects something that can be the outcome of the moment and has the vision where that moment can go. So I think that we all can do that. And everybody has the ability to transcend the time and, put things in perspective just simply by analyzing where you are right now. It's not that complicated. It's not such a philosophy, as there's nothing so incredible about it. Just a simple willingness to accept that this ability exists in all of us.
And you know what, Carmen? For me, when you say that, I think we are afraid to trust ourselves, and this has to do with a lack of trust and faith in the universe acting through us. I'll tell you a little story, Carmen. A couple of years ago, I was still living over on Woodfin when we first met. Remember, we did the radio show there.
Right, I remember.
And I was doing a lot of shows on Blog Talk. Yeah, I was doing a lot of intuitional shows. I had you. I had a lot of people on doing psychics and all. And you know what? I stopped doing it for a year, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why, dear listeners, because I had so many people calling up every time the same people saying the same thing that they didn't. And Carmen would say, do this, and Pam Jenkins would say, do this, and great psychics would say, do this, and I'd say, why don't you try that, and that, and they'd call back with the same story every time. They did not act in any new way. They kept wanting someone to change the outcome of what they were doing that was not working. And that's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
It wasn't.
And one of the
that's
things
why I stopped
that
doing
people
it.
are confronted all the time is the stagnation. And you can feel stagnant when you're in the same environment for a very long time and you live in the same home, you go into the same job, you do the
same
thing,
same place
the routine,
for a burger.
Like you said, over and over and over, you repeat the same thing. And how do you want different results? You're not going to get anything different. It's impossible.
And people
you
see you the same way. People hold you
right.
in the same box, too. And you
exactly.
hold others in the same box.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Your beliefs.
Well, you can never go beyond your beliefs. You know, in life, what you believe, you become. What you think, you become. What you talk, you become. What you eat, you become. I mean, it's like everything you put, everything you express, everything you manifest, everything, reality is an expression of your thoughts, of the totality of your action, your intention. The physical world is a manifestation of your energy field, expressed in so many ways. That's why we have to be very careful the way we express ourselves. And we can never allow it to be negative. We can never allow to put dark emotions in place out there, you know. And we always have to keep on projecting the good. That's why the power of the positive thought. It's so necessary and so empowering.
I want to invite our listeners, the voice of Carmen Hara, PhD, my guest, the author, the intuitive, the radio show host, the teacher, and world-traveling wise woman. Call in for her tonight. We have some open lines. The number is 347-308-8478. And before we go to our first caller, which I think you're going to really like, Carmen, because you don't know who it is, but I do now. And I think you're going to like when they call, one of the reasons why they called. But tell us about your radio show, Carmen.
Well, I have a radio show on WABC for a while. It's very late still. But my radio show is touching upon many topics from how to deal with your health, how to improve the function of your brain, from how to handle relationship, how to be committed, how to empower your health. I mean, there's such a great range of topics, from a concept type, the ancient teaching of numerology, into politics, and inviting Shirley MacLaine on my show, inviting people like you, my wonderful friend forever. It's a great pleasure and honor to do this show once a week. So I have, you know, consistently working on this show for a long period of time, and I invite my listeners. I know it's kind of late, but people continue still to listen to the show, and it's been a challenge, the show, because I want to bring all kind of variety of topics to the show.
Right. It is work. People don't realize how much work when you start to really expand and don't just do one trick pony, same thing over and over like some people's shows, that you have to work and you have to think and you have to book and you have to think about who you're putting on and do you want to be associated with that thought process or not. And believe me, when I was doing 5 days a week, 2 hours a day,
Right.
That was nothing else to do. Wake up
you,
in the morning.
You inspire me. I have you such an inspiration because you did this forever, for so many years. And I met you almost 20 years ago working on radio. And I remember you doing show on almost every day. And I know your variety of ideas, stopping and handling with absolutely everybody out there, you know, and being able to touch on so many topics. To me, it's like I was so impressed by your abilities to handle such a diversity and such complexity of people and subjects. Pretty remarkable, Scott.
I think people, if they had any idea of the diversity, when I think my mind starts to go down the little karmic, goes down the Akashic records of all the people I've talked to about things that you wouldn't believe, that actually you'd be interested in, who've passed through this life now. The people I've met, everyone from Arthur Godfrey to John Anderson of Yes, to Mahatma Gandhi's nephew, to all these people, and Carmen Hara and Michael Luton, and all these incredible beings, and film producers and actors, and the people who started the Spiritual Cinema Circle, Stephen Simon, who before he started the Cinema Circle, Spiritual Cinema Circle, and became one of the founders of Gaia, which actually,
right.
You know, I think people know who Gaia is, he was on
right.
my show doing film reviews with me. And the Earth News, I had them on doing, and all these things. And I was amazed at my own creativity, at what I'd come up with, and that it would work. And I really haven't done a lot lately because I know I have this move and I have to save my energy. And then when I think I get to Phoenix, I'm going to open it up and start bringing in some more guests and doing more because we'll be able to. But it takes energy. And to read the book and to absorb what they are, not just get on and talk the kind of BS interviews I've heard in media over the years. I don't do that. I won't do it. I want to be with the person. I want to do a conversation, not just ask 50 questions. I know a lot
exactly.
of people do that. That's fine. But that's not what I do, Carmen. You know that. I develop a relationship
exactly.
with people.
I know exactly.
Thank you. You know exactly
you
what
know.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially being on the other side of the microphone now, right?
Exactly.
Instead of just responding, you have to create the conversation. But we're going to go to the phone calls and invite you. And don't forget her website, C-A-R-M-E-N, CarmenHotta.com. And you can go there. You can find her books, her music, all these things, her CDs, everything, DVD, whatever. And find out about the radio show. Find her on Facebook, of course, all that. And I invite you again, encourage you. We have some open lines, 347-308-8478 is the call-in line. And if you don't mind, Carmen, I'm going to go to our first caller.
Okay, absolutely.
Somebody you talked to last August, okay? Last
okay.
August, this is cool. And she's been on this show. She's called into the show over the years. I think that's really cool. And I want to say hello and good evening to Valerie. Hello, Valerie.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Carmen. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my beautiful Valerie. How are you, my love?
I'm good. I have a confirmation for you.
Please. I love
back
confirmations.
Back in August, you told me that my daughter was going to get a good job with much more money, a lot more money, and that has just come to pass. It just happened.
Oh, my God. We love that.
Yes. I said, oh, I got to call Carmen and let her know.
I'm so grateful. So grateful for letting me know, because I love to celebrate when things like this so powerful, you know, it makes you feel so good, especially when you know somebody get a great job, you know, feeling rewarded, and it's your daughter, you know, and it matters so much to see that happening. It
yes,
for me, this is music to my
that.
Ears, you know.
I am
so excited. I'm going to celebrate this in my home.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you saw that. I thank you for that, because that was in August.
But I want to tell you, Valerie, it's very important to make people see it, because if I see it and you see it, it's going to happen. What you see, you make it happen. If you don't see it, if you doubt it, if you are not strong enough to make it happen, it's not going to happen. So, in other words, you know, it takes more energy from my energy, your energy, your daughter's energy. We accumulate, you know, all that energy together, and we break through, and we see the results of the energy that is gathered together to make something accomplished exactly the way it's meant to be. So,
it was beautiful.
I feel like if you put something in motion, it's going to happen. It's important to believe.
Happens.
If you don't believe, you don't believe. You can't get something you don't believe in.
Yes, we all believed it, and it was beautiful, and I thank you.
Oh, no, you don't thank me. You thank the universe, and you thank yourself for listening and believing it, and your daughter, and you thank her for being such a wonderful daughter and for the success and her skills and her abilities and the divine will for being so gracious and blessing her with everything. I think this is who you have to thank. And I'm thankful that you share this with me, because this makes me feel happy. Anything I can be guiding you today with, any other questions, anything else important for you at this point?
Yeah, there's still a delay in the relationship for me, and you said it could possibly be up until December of this year. So I just mm-hmm. wanted another look at that.
Remind me a little bit, if you don't mind, the month and the day of your birth, not the year.
525.
Five, to five. Hold 25th. On a second. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 25th, that's, so you're in a karmic year 4. So that might still, if it didn't happen yet, might still take a little bit of time. So don't be demoralized if the relationship might still take a little bit of time. I do have a very strong feeling of the December 29th, so that's very specific, actually. And I
December
do have a feeling December 29th, which is this coming month.
Okay.
It's right around the corner. I think you go somewhere at an event where there's a lot of people and there's like music. I don't know. I feel that there's an orchestra or there's we usually go to opera or
any fine arts?
Concert around the holiday season?
No, I haven't.
Or an event where there can be a band or a musician or somebody singing?
I don't have anything planned so far.
It can be something that is not planned, but it might be that you get invited the last minute.
Okay.
And there is an initial with a D and an S, David Sam D.S. name. And I do see a man who has a little bit of a forehead, who's tall and very nice around your age. So you will meet somebody. I think I told you about him before, didn't I?
I didn't really get a description of him, no, or what he does for a living.
So I'm giving you a description now. Sometimes when things come closer, when it comes closer, the description is like more clear. The details are more there. I see more details about the situation. Now, it's interesting that I'm also putting in the perspective that if it's not, it might take probably a little bit of longer. There can be a little bit of a delay. Now, timing is very flexible. The physical
right.
time is like flows, like it's very hard to totally catch, you know. So if you see any delay in the time, don't get demoralized about the time. Just make sure that you know this is happening.
Okay.
I see you in a very strong, committed relationship with this man in the next number of months. I don't know if it's 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, but it's not going to take long. And feel free to call again and let's talk about this. And it's going to be another celebration, so I know we'll talk again and you will tell me how happy you are. But be very open and make sure you go out and try to
okay.
accept the invitation from your friends to go to places. And especially I suggest go to concerts, places with people, you know, and eventually friends who organize parties or who want to invite you the last minute somewhere. So embark on whatever invitation you might have, except those.
Okay. Okay.
This is the way it's going to work out. But it's going to work out and you'll be very happy.
Oh, good.
Do you have a leather jacket? That's crazy.
I do.
I see
I
you wearing
do.
A leather jacket. So it's interesting.
Okay.
As you're meeting this man,
you're going to look fabulous. Holiday fabulous.
That's right.
That's so funny.
I feel fabulous in my leather jacket, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And Carmen, health-wise, you don't see any problems, do you? Health-wise, I'm okay?
No. There's nothing wrong with you, honey. No. You're good.
Okay, and I'm also looking for I want to work 3 days a week, three consecutive days a week in the field that I work in. Do you see that coming up?
Do I see that? Do I see that being the case? Yeah.
And do you get?
Do I see what? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, do you get a time frame on that, approximately?
When this is going to happen?
Yes.
I feel like this is going to happen in the next 2-3 months.
Okay.
I think it's going to be very easy. I think it's a good decision. I think it's the right decision. I don't think it should be more than three days a week.
Right.
I think it's the perfect decision. I see no opposition to this. Very easy.
I got 3 months as well.
My mind, like a woman. Do you work with a woman with an M? Maria, Mary, Marcel, an M name, an M initial. Who's this woman?
No, I'm not working at the moment. I'm looking to get back into my field.
Okay, so where in your field there's a woman with an M name? In your field, this is the woman I see you working with. This is the woman where you will actually get a work. So this is the woman approving those 3 days a week.
Okay.
It's a younger woman. She's in a middle age, like younger, like in her 40-something. She's straight long hair. She's light eyes. She's a very pretty woman, actually. She wears usually a navy color. She's very, very sweet, very nice, very down to earth, very professional, but a very good person.
Okay. And so that'll be close.
Old daughter. Sorry?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I'm just describing you things about this woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I got 3 months as well when she asked that question. So you're going to find this young, maybe a little younger than you, and find that she's very happy to have someone not quite doing the 40 hours a week. That helps her because she doesn't have to do full time. It helps you because you get the 3 days consecutive you want, and then you have their longer time to do your creative work and to be yourself.
Right.
It'll
beautiful.
Fit together very nicely, won't it, Valerie?
Right.
Oh, beautiful. That's fantastic. I thank both of you, and I also thank the universe.
Yeah. We're all part of that. Valerie,
Carmen,
thank you for calling in with the confirmation. That's so good to do that.
Thank you. And Carmen, do you see that job being a success for my daughter long term?
Yes, very, very much so. Very much so.
Great.
Very
well,
much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This has made my day. Thank you
good.
Both so much.
Okay,
get your leather jacket out and enjoy the holidays, Valerie.
Exactly.
I certainly
right.
will. Okay.
Step out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank
All
you.
Right. Love you.
Hey,
bless
bye-bye.
Us. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Yeah, step out there. Make yourself available. 347-308-8478 is the call-in number here in Love Cafe Radio tonight with your host, Scott Cluthie, my guest, Dr. Carmen Hara. So glad to have you. And by the time we get to Phoenix, we'll be rising. And we'll be doing Love Cafe from Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, it's called Goodyear. It's going to be a good year in Goodyear. Overlooking the mountains with the coyotes howling at night. And maybe I'll just do the show live from the hot tub. That'll work. Kind of California thing.
How amazing
you know.
Is that?
I needed to go west. I know that, Carmen.
Right.
We're going to take
a
short break and come back and talk to Miranda, who's been very patiently. Miranda, you hold the line. You'll be our first caller when we come back. I remind you that Carmen, you can find out all things Carmen Hara on Facebook and also on her website, carmenhara.com, CarmenHara.com. And check out her Sunday night show live from WABC out of New York City. That's a big one. And we're glad to have you guys out there. Carmen, hold the line. We'll be back after our break at the bottom of the hour, okay?
Yes.
All right, stay with us, folks. This is Scott Cluthie. We'll be right back with more from the Love Cafe. Don't forget our call-in line, 347-308-8478. And visit the Love Cafe on Facebook. Just look for Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe. We'll be right back. Hi, Scott Pluthy, host and producer of Love Cafe Radio and Love Cafe Video and other media as well. Glad you're listening tonight. Have you ever thought about hosting your own radio show? Well, as a graduate of Coach University and a professional broadcaster over 30 years, I can guide you to your dreams of having your own talk show that sounds professional and is professional. Every aspect of your show, from the scripting to the concept to the execution, you'll be a professional in broadcasting after working with me, either on a monthly basis for long-term or short-term, to increase or improve your abilities as a broadcaster and do better programming, attract a larger audience, and even more quality guests because of the quality and professionalism of your broadcasting. I'd like to help you. Give me a call, 832-846-5270, or write to me at scott@lovecafehouston.com, and let's have a conversation about you becoming the potential radio star that's there within you today. Thanks. Welcome back to the Love Cafe with Scott Cluthy. Our call-in line, 347-308-8478 for tonight's guest. Glad to have you in the Love Cafe. Now, Scott Cluthy and the Love Cafe. Live on this Thursday evening across America and around the world, it's Love Cafe Radio. It's great to have you out there. This is your host, Scott Cluthy. My special guest, Dr. Carmen Hara. Carmen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
No, it's all about you. And we're going to talk to our next caller, and that is Miranda. And Miranda's been on hold quite a while. Miranda, good evening. Hi, how are you?
Thank you, Scott. I'm doing well. Hello, Carmen.
Hi, my dear Miranda. How can I help you, my love?
Oh, whatever you pick up for me, especially for the coming month of December, before we wind up and go on to the next year. What do you pick up?
I feel like this year was bringing you a lot of good, but on the other hand was still a challenge. I feel like you needed to have to close some doors. I don't know if you agree with me. And I do think that 2018 is the year of the new beginning. Do you mind telling me the month and the day of your birth?
The month is September, and the day is mm-hmm. 6th.
September 6th. So you're in the year 7, which is the year of reflection. Moving to a karmic year as of September of 2018, but you still have to live a bit for the next, like, 8 months, you know, during 2018 to see whatever you still you need to do. I personally mm-hmm. see a change in so many respects. I see eventually a change of a career path. I don't know if you plan to do that, not at the beginning of the year, but the second part of the year. Do you plan something like this?
Actually, more starting it. I've done some volunteer work in the counseling area and haven't really focused on it enough. So it's more like a beginning. If I were to get involved, mm-hmm. it would be more like, you know, starting something.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I even said that there's a year of the new beginning.
Yeah.
But the way you will structure it will be more, you'll need a little bit of time. You'll introspect mm-hmm. how you're going to do it, and then you will decide how you're going to make it happen. I think you want to work with somebody. I feel you're working with a man who would be very instrumental, guiding you or working with somebody or share an office with somebody who can be like a doctor or a partner or he can be very instrumental. You know, people come in our life because they can be very instrumental in guiding us through what we need to go through. But remember, as the second part of next year, you entered a very interesting year. You entered a karmic year, which is the year of a lot of recognition and a lot of financial achievement as a result of everything you're planning in the last 16 years. So things will start to get so much better the second part of 2018 all of a sudden. So whatever you seeds you plant the first part of 2018, you're going to see the results. A year from now, you will say, wow, you know, that this is what probably Carmen Hara was telling me about. I keep on seeing a W name like William Walter or a last name that starts with a W that seems to play a role. I see a new place or an office or a new center or a new location. And I also think that you might, do you also plan to change your residence? Is this something you also plan to do?
Yes, yes. I'm actually looking into that. Yes. I'm currently on the West Coast and considering a move to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So, and
that
what do you
is
going to
be really, really good. I like that.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be, so that kind of, that change I found very positive.
Mm-hmm.
So the change over there, it's good, it's necessary. It's just almost like a side of me that says, you feel a little bit afraid. Am I right or no?
A little bit,
oh my God, am I like, how am I going to handle it? Is this going to be, am I going to handle it the right way? I don't know, but you will do better than you think. You will do very, it's going to be quite something.
I think I'm a little, what's afraid because I want to make sure I find the right house that really.
You are.
Just,
you really are.
Yeah.
You really are. You're really moving in the right direction. You're really doing. It took you a while to get here. I feel like you've been preparing yourself for this for quite a number of years. And you're in a phase of like introspecting the last move. Like, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what I was doing. I finally see it in front of my eyes. Now I can step in, you know. I'm almost there. I'm one step away. So
I agree.
I like this.
When do you see it happening, Carmen? Do you get any sense of like when I'll find the right house?
I think you want to find the right house relatively soon. I don't know if you plan to find it in a month or two or three, but not a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is. I don't feel it's a long period of time. Do you plan to find it right away?
Yeah. So, to be honest, my husband is going to go look over the weekend at a few homes, and this really just all came together so quickly, Carmen. I wasn't even considering moving back to my
house. I know about that.
Just a few days ago, it's just sort of like,
you know, boom.
One little, like,
we're moving.
I mean, I've been wanting to move, but I was more focused, to be honest, here in California. I was focused on staying here. But then little things happened that made me think that my next move should be back in the East Coast where we started from. Like, our roots are
there. That's wild. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he's gonna take a look at a few homes, but we're not
all
in any rush.
This,
but
in the next half a year, you adjust to this new beginning, and then half a year from now, you step into the most fascinating year that you had in the last 16 or even 24, which would be a year of recognition, achievement more than ever before. So, wow, you know, what a year ahead of you, which will take from the summer of 2018 all the way to the summer of 2019, which
I
is
see.
Your karmic year. What can you tell me about your mother? Because your mother comes in my mind very strong.
She's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you about her? I don't know. What do you want to know?
Something karmic about her, or the karma that plays between the two of you?
Karmic, not sure.
Karmic meaning the soul connection, the memory of the soul, the way you guys need to help each other, need to intervene in each other's life, you know. In the place between, you might understand this later, between the summer of next year to the summer of 2019. I'm also, when I think of your mother, I also see an M and an A name. I don't know what that means. Does it ring any bell?
No.
Does anybody in her family had an M and an A deceased?
It could be. I have to think about that one. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know what this can, but the message probably you will understand it later, not
okay.
right now.
Okay. Okay. Do you see anything? Do you? Yes. Do you see anything happening for my older daughter in terms of relationship?
Is she single right now?
She is right now. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will come in her life somewhere in February, so there's a new person coming in her life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she has to let go of whatever happened to her in the last 2 years. Does that make sense?
Say that again, the last 2 years.
Whatever happened in the last 2 years, she has to let go. There was a relationship or something in the last 2 years.
Okay, yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
She has to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
To allow somebody else to come in her life.
Yeah, I think she's right, ready. Right. I think she's getting there. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank
okay,
you both.
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you.
With all these changes.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you for holding
you.
On
thank
so
you,
long, Miranda.
Oh, okay, you're welcome. And good luck with the move, Scott.
Okay.
I'm telling you, my wife Faye and I were talking like, you know, I'd like to try a new market. You know, if Phoenix ever comes open, let me know. Okay. And then the hurricane came. She walked in the room and said, oh, Phoenix just opened up. Boom. So. We were
when is the big,
driving
when is
to
the
Phoenix
big
2 weeks later. 2 weeks later,
right.
We're driving
isn't it
to
funny?
Phoenix.
Yeah, it's funny how these things happen. Yeah.
Well, I was
when
open to
moving?
It. She was open to it. The universe said, here you go.
That's
her
it.
Job
that's
is transferring
it.
Her to Phoenix. So I'm going, I'll go. Let's go. Yeah, like that.
Good for
just
you.
Like
when
your
are you
husband,
moving?
Right?
Exactly. When are you moving?
The 29th of December.
Next
the day
month.
After
wonderful.
Christmas, I'm getting the truck. I'm going
to
be celebrating
exciting.
New Year's in a hot tub.
Sounds fabulous. Enjoy. Well, thank you both. Thanks, Carmen, and thank you,
thank
Scott.
You.
Happy New Year to
I
you
always
guys.
Wanted to go west,
you
so we'll
too.
Just take, you know, we'll just balance out the continent that way, okay? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Miranda. Hey, bye-bye.
Love you.
It is Love Cafe Radio. Your host, Scott Cluthie, here live on a Blog Talk Radio with my wonderful guest, Carmen Hara. Dr. Carmen Hara is here taking your calls live as we can. And the next caller is from a 216 area code. 216, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Desmond. How's it going?
Desmond, it's going really great. How are you going?
Pretty good, I guess so.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. Cleveland, Ohio.
Beautiful. I grew up in Columbus.
Oh, about 2 hours and a half.
Yeah, my dad and I used to watch the Cincinnati Reds on a round TV 5 inches across. That's how long ago that was.
Oh, kind of
like a laptop now, right?
Right.
Well, you're on with Carmen Hara, and see if she can help you, Desmond. Okay, Carmen.
Hi, my dear.
Hey, hi, how you doing, Carmen?
I'm very happy to talk to you, my love. So, tell me, what is your put me a question, Desmond? What do you think is important for you to know?
Just some minuscule. Do you see me meeting somebody within the next year and a half?
Are you going to meet somebody much sooner? I think you're going to meet somebody by May of the next year. You're going to meet somebody lighter complexion. And then you're going to meet somebody during the day, totally unexpectedly. And she's a very lovely person, a little bit younger than you. How old are you now? 20-something, 30? How old are you?
Yeah, 45. I'll be 46
45,
on the 16th. 45. I feel like you're so young. I don't feel the energy of a 45-year-old man. But this girl is younger than you, so this is probably a girl in her 30s. So, but, you know, this age difference is very common today, but I never felt that you're 45. But this is a very pretty girl. She's blonde, she's long hair, she's pretty, she's from a nice family. So this girl will really come into your life with such a positive energy. I think this girl will change your life. I think you're ready. Do you agree with me?
Oh yeah! Wow, she changed my life, huh? Okay.
Women will do that.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Does she have?
I hear you.
Have you been alone for a while?
Say again.
Have you been alone?
Have you been alone for a while?
Other than my friend, she's a little older than me. She's probably like more like my soulmate, but just to learn a lesson. But you know, she's older. We can't get married or nothing. So other than that, we hang out. But other than that, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But nothing, you know, nothing serious.
Somebody for Desmond and Desmond for them. Yeah.
This is a serious thing for you, this woman coming in your life. This is really going to be good.
Does she carry a Leo energy?
She might be born during the summer. I'm not 100% sure. But she looks very down to earth. She looks very sweet, very kind. I think she's going to be the perfect fit for you because you've never had somebody, an energy to match yours, you know, so far. You know, it's interesting how in life we go, we search, and we never find the right person. But this does look like the right person for you. What is the month and the day of your birth again?
December 16th, 71.
December 16th.
Sagittarius.
So, let me see. December. So you meet her in the right timing. You meet her sooner than you think, the spring of the next year. So, and I think that when you meet her, you just, in a matter of months, you make a decision with this woman. I think a year from now, you can certainly call this show and let me know how well this goes for you. Because this woman is someone you've been looking for a very long time. And she's definitely someone you've been finding like a soulmate. You know, soulmates are very hard to find, but this is definitely a woman who's your soulmate. So I'm very happy for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is really good. Everybody will be surprised because probably everybody's questioning why you don't find the right person for yourself. But it's nobody's fault. You know, when we don't find the right match, it's not our fault. So that you know, don't blame yourself. It has to be the right timing, and you're in the right time right now to meet the right person. But it's interesting that I don't feel you being a man in your 40s. I don't feel that about you. I feel energetically you're much younger than your chronology.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like that. So.
Do you exercise? Because I feel like you're so much younger.
Yeah, exercise, work out, yes. Listen to music a lot, so I'll try to keep up.
So your soul is very young.
Oh, yeah, music will do it.
Your energy is very young. Your spirit is very young. Your body is very young. You know, sometimes people in their 50s are younger than people in their 30s. You never know. You know, your vibration energy may be younger than your chronology. You never know. Chronologically young, but energetically very old. So
I'm 65, and I could probably outrace most 40-year-olds out there. Easy.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
And
yeah.
I play a really sloppy left-handed blues guitar, too, Desmond. That keeps me young.
I need to learn to play an instrument like a sax.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Oh, a sax for a sax, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Never too young. Never too old.
We're out for a celebration next year. And a big wedding.
You're gonna have a celebration.
Oh man.
A wedding.
You're gonna be getting down.
We gotta make happen, my love.
So only thing I just need to know from here and I'll be it is she gonna be into the church, because that could be causing conflict, or is she gonna be able to accept each other where we at, or
gonna be open?
No, this is a very
progressive.
This is a very educated, down to earth, religious in a good sense of the word, you know. She comes from a very nice family. It's a big family. I like this girl in so many ways. She's your fit. She's your match. She's everything you ever wanted.
Wowzers. There you go, Desmond.
All righty.
Right on, Desmond. Happy New Year, Desmond.
Happy New Year.
You call us back when you meet this. When she walks out of your dreams and into your arms, you call us back, okay?
Invite me to your wedding.
Yeah, I sure will.
Cause
Carmen will sing at your wedding. All right?
Hey, I got a spot for you, okay?
Okay, my love.
Right on. Stay warm up in Cleveland, all right. Okay?
All right, I'll try.
Take care, brother. Thank you. Happy holidays.
My love. Love you,
baby.
Bye, sweetie. Bye.
All right. What a great caller. Isn't that wonderful? I love it when men actually reach out and break through, because we have so much to give and share. And we have so much to demonstrate to other men spiritual values. Yeah?
They need love. Wanted love, you know? Wanted somebody to genuinely love him and be with him.
Yes.
And, you know, this is somebody who really... it was so authentic, so genuine in his feeling.
He has a lot to give to someone. He wants to give it.
Right, right.
Not everybody does.
A lot of people. No, they just...
A lot of people just want somebody to hang on their arms so they have someone.
Yes.
Like they check it off a list. But he is someone who wants a relationship to share and grow.
Exactly.
Right on.
Right.
Carmen, it's such a delight to spend this hour with you. Thank you so much for taking time to join me.
I love you, Scott. I hope to talk to you and Tanner anytime soon. Thank you for inviting me. What an honor. What a pleasure, Scott. I adore you. I'm so excited for you, Scott. I can't tell how excited I am. This is going to be so good for you. It's perfect.
Well, we'll do a show before Christmas, and then the next one after that will be in Phoenix. How's that?
That's amazing.
All right. We'll do a Merry Christmas show. And and you take care and all the best for getting what you need to do over there. You know what I mean. Getting that handled and making sure they do what they've got to do, the right thing.
I know. Okay, my love. I adore you. Send my love to your beautiful wife. And thank you, everybody listening. And thank you so much for everything.
That's the gifted Carmen Hara. Join her at carmenhara.com and on Facebook, and do listen to her late night Sundays at WABC Radio. And when she gets to an earlier hour, maybe I'll stay up and be on the show. I love you, Carmen. You take care.
I love you too. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, bye-bye. Everyone, for listening to Love Cafe. Stay tuned for more and join us on Facebook on the Love Cafe group. Till then, ciao, ciao. Thanks for joining me in the Love Cafe community. Don't forget, join us on Facebook at Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe and sign up for the newsletter. Till next time, this is Scott Cluthie. Thanks again for stopping by the Love Cafe.